The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
This is the Jackie Jones Challenge. And now here's your host, Jackie Jones.
Hi, this is Jackie Jones with the Jackie Jones Challenge. And my guest today is Mr. Video himself, Perry Lawrence. Now, Perry started his business to help videographers, internet marketers, and business owners boost their income by showing them how to easily produce videos that sell. Hey, Perry, how are you doing this morning?
Great, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. I appreciate you. I just met Perry a couple days ago, and, you know, right away he was open to joining us to share about himself and his business and how he got started. So, Perry, take us back. Show us how you got to where you are and how we can be there, too.
Well, Jackie, I was in New York. I had started as an audio engineer. I went from audio to a video engineer and was producing video magazines, was doing editing commercials for an ad agency. And you know what? I love that field. But, you know, I quickly got burnt out and went to work for a nonprofit producing their videos for them, and I really loved it. And I got to travel all over the world shooting documentaries and promoting just the good work that they were doing. And from there, got involved in doing their website, producing videos, posting videos on the web, and just got involved in web development. And one day, a friend of mine said, you know, you're working way too hard. I want to take you to a seminar. And I was open to it, and the seminar happened to be about membership websites. And it was led by Bill Myers and Tim Kerber. And what they talked about was just completely mind-blowing. You know, I had been doing websites and web development, but I hadn't sold a single thing on the web. I had created websites for other people. And, you know, we collected a lot of donations on the nonprofit website, but I had never really done any online marketing. I had seen a lot, and I was kind of turned off by the whole IM scene, you know, that whole in-your-face direct marketing thing just didn't really appeal to me. But at the seminar, they talked about membership websites, subscription websites, and it was like I had found my home. I had found my people. You know, it was low-pressure marketing, and it was residual income-based sales. And you know what? It just all kind of clicked for me, and I just fell in love with it. I started studying everything that was put out on membership websites. I joined a bunch of membership websites myself just to see how they worked and what was going on. And, you know, I got so involved that I developed a couple of membership websites for other people. It still hadn't dawned on me to make money off my own. Mm-hmm. So I developed a few for some other people, and I got pretty good at it, and I wrote a book called Membership Site Bible, and you can find that at membershipsitebible.com, and it's just kind of an introduction to the membership website phenomenon that's really taking off right now. I wrote that book back last November. It was about a year ago, and it's done pretty well. People really enjoy it. I contrast and the best word to describe it is I have some four different membership website platforms that I review in there and give people an overview about what is available to them. And one day, you know, it finally, you know, all along I've been thinking, well, what can I do? What am I good at? I love the membership website model, but, you know, there's other things out there. What can I do? What membership website could I have for myself? And it just finally clicked, like, well, video is what you're passionate about, Perry. Why don't you do a membership website about video? But, you know, the problem is I've forgotten more than what most people will ever learn. I've been doing video for over 20 years, and I couldn't figure out, well, I don't know what questions people have. And after seeing a website called Ask the Builder, it clicked for me. It's like, oh, ask Mr. Video. I don't know what questions you have, but if you ask me, I can definitely answer them. So I started a membership website called Ask Mr. Video. And, you know, the timing was right because I had been working for a nonprofit for a while. They had transitioned me from a full-time job to a contractor. And I was looking at I had a lot of free time and a little bit of income. And so I said, well, you know what, shoot, I need to get something that I don't have to work for every day of the week. I need some residual income. I need something that will bring money in while I'm sleeping. And, you know, again, the membership model was really very attractive to me. And so in long story short, this past March, I launched AskMrVideo.com. It's a website for business owners and internet marketers to teach them and train them and walk them through the steps needed to shoot a video, edit a video, and put the video on the web or on a how-to DVD. So we've got a very fun and robust membership community, and there we are today.
Great. Now, how long ago was it that you attended the seminar that got you into membership sites?
I was about a little over 2 years ago.
Okay, so it wasn't that long ago.
No, not at all.
And then a year later, you wrote the membership Bible?
Yep, uh-huh, yep.
And then shortly after that, you set up the site. So how is it going with your membership site?
It's going extremely well. It's, you know, I get as much out of it, hopefully. I get more out of it, I think, than my members do sometimes. I just have a great bunch of folks on there who are, some of them are new to video, some are old hands at video, and it's a great exchange. It's a community of people that have a similar interest, and really that's kind of what the whole membership model revolves around, is finding a niche or a sliver of expertise that you can pass on to other people and that the community revolves around. So,
right. Well, that's a great opportunity for people who are, you know, being downsized or outsized or whatever they're calling it these days, to take that knowledge that they've taken from those years of work and put it into a membership-type program.
You know what, Jackie, you're absolutely right. Everybody is good at something. Everybody has either worked at something for a very long time, they've got a hobby they're passionate about, they've got insider knowledge that they're passionate about, and the niche focus coupled with a passion and a desire to help other people and share that info with other people really will make a membership website go.
Mm-hmm. And it's not even just things that are work-related. It could be something fun because, you know, a lot of people enjoy fishing or golfing is huge and all different things like that. So hobbies could be a great membership site too, right?
Hobbies are perfect. You know, there's people doing membership websites on fly fishing, how to tie flies, how to salsa dance is a huge membership website related to that. Travel, there's websites devoted to niche travel destinations. There are membership websites devoted to Lynx Golf. There are membership websites for favorite locations in whatever area or market you happen to be in, whatever hobby you happen to enjoy. And again, you know, it really is all about your passion level. If you love to do something, you're going to do really well in a membership website. You can do very well because, you know what, you have to enjoy talking about your topic every day with people. You have to enjoy writing articles every day or every week with and posting those. And, you know, for me, video never gets tiring. I love to talk about video. I love to shoot it. I love to edit it. So I've found something that I'm passionate about, and it really makes, quote-unquote, going to work in the morning a lot easier.
Now, you said something that I'm sure could put some people on edge, writing articles every week. Do you have to be a good writer? Because, you know, not everyone can take those thoughts in their heads and put them on paper. How do you suggest someone get around that?
That's a great question, Jackie. I write, you know, anywhere from a 600 to 1,200 word article, maybe once every 2 weeks, and that just something that people have asked a question on the forum. They want more information or more specific details on, and I try to write it in a way that any skill level will understand. And again, if you're passionate about a subject, you can easily talk about it, and I think you can easily write about it. I did an exercise one time. Somebody suggested sitting down and writing for 15 minutes without stopping, and don't let it make sense. Just write. And you know what? I did that exercise, and I found out, you know what? This writing stuff is really easy. It's just breaking off the cobwebs, getting the rust loosened up, and really that one exercise showed me that, hey, you know, I can write articles. I can do this.
I can do it. And then, like you said, if they're posting questions to you, then you're really just answering questions about what you already know.
Exactly. And, you know, detailing that out, you know, showing them, taking some screenshots and posting those, showing some examples. But the other thing, Jackie, that's been extremely effective that almost anybody can do is doing screencasts of the process. For example, I do video, and I do video editing. So somebody will have a question related to video editing or posting videos on the web. And what I'll do is I'll fire up a little program called Camtasia, and I'll record my steps as I'm doing it on the computer. And, man, is that fun. You know, I just talk about what I'm doing. I explain every step of the way. And then I post that on the web, and that saves me from having to write a word. You know, it's a 5 to 8 minute short little video tutorial that walks somebody through it step by step. Say you had a question. Say, Perry, how do you do chroma keys in video? Well, you know, I'll just fire up the computer. I'll show you step by step and record it as I'm doing it, and then that's there for everybody to see. And that saved me. You know, I don't have to write that much now because I can write one article 1 week and I can post a tutorial or two the next week. So that it has really revolutionized online training, the whole idea of being able to create a screencast that is basically a tutorial for people to refer to.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Now, if someone's interested in moving forward into this, where do you suggest they go, or how would they find out more information to get started with their own membership site?
Oh, well, they can get started by going to a membership site, Bible.com, and downloading the book there. And it's really a great overview about what really is involved, how many hours it will take you a week to do it, which is actually very few. The companies that do membership website software. It also includes 5 interviews with some of the really standout personalities in the membership site community. Restaurantowner.com, Jim Laub, who started that, a great interview with him. Ansel Goff, who has a membership site advisor, Tim Kerber, who has membershipsiteowner.com. Some great, great interviews, and really those interviews give people insight about, you know, what it takes, what it took these guys to start their websites, and how successful they've been. You know, some of these guys really are making a very handsome living off their membership website, and it really only takes one or two people to run. Some of them are husband and wife teams. Some of them are webmaster content creator teams. Some of them are doing it just single-handedly. So download the book, get the audios, and that'll be a great start. Another fabulous resource is Tim Kerber's membershipsiteowner.com. And become a member there, and there's just a great resource, great forums. Get your questions answered there. I just can't speak highly enough about Tim's site, membershipsiteowner.com. So those are probably the two best places to start. Get the book, read it, get up to speed on what's involved with membership websites, and then join a site like a membership site owner.
And the first time I really thought about how big membership sites could be was when I saw Ryan Lee's website, membership sites. He has a number of sites, and he's a fitness instructor or personal coach, I'm not sure. And I happened to attend an event of his out in Connecticut. And, you know, from his membership sites, he has conferences and other spin-off things. He sells, I think, he has Ryan Gearwear and all other things. So that membership site can just take you to all different types of levels because you have an audience that is purchasing specifically what you're selling to them. So now, you know, you just open the spigot and just provide them all different types of services, and it's really awesome. And when people ask me about it, I tell them, well, think about AOL. I guess that's one of the greatest membership sites out there, or I don't know the history of it or who was the first one to start membership sites. Does Tim talk about that in his program?
You know what? I don't know who was the first, but there's a lot of different flavors of membership websites out there. A lot of internet marketers have really woken up to the fact that, hey, let me add a membership component to what I'm offering. You know what? I don't really there's different flavors. Let me just leave it at that. And Ryan,
right.
Ryan has really tapped into what I think is really some of the most quality-oriented content out there. And I've tried to model what I do off of what Ryan is doing with AskMrVideo.com. And what it is great resources, great articles, and a great community all in one place. And typically, you know, there's multiple products that we offer for free or included when you become a member. For example, I've got a transparent Flash player. I've got a Flash FAQ player. All those things are free when people join, and that's kind of the model. We come up with a valued asset that we offer, and it's kind of a one-stop shop. If my niche were fly fishing, for example, I'd want to develop it in such a way that you really don't need to go anywhere else. And that's kind of what Ryan, Tim Kerber, Bill Meyer, myself, and that's kind of the model that we've all fallen behind, because we don't want to just be a one-horse product, or, you know, just shoot this out one time and hope a lot of people buy it on the first day. It's more about building a business that's a true asset, and really we're trying to build these websites in such a way that they are true assets, that we can sell those down the road, or we can leave those to our heirs, whatever. I mean, it's that kind of a business. It's just like a brick-and-mortar business without
right.
the brick-and-mortars. You know,
it's
a true one-stop shop. And, you know, it's all about trying to build some trust with people that are like-minded. And, you know, Ryan's very trusted in the fitness industry. He's a brilliant, brilliant marketer. And, you know, people love what he does. And I think that's the key. If you can build that kind of trust and be a trusted resource for a particular niche, people will buy what you're offering, because they know that you're not going to offer them something that's not going to work. You're going to offer them some quality back-end products. And that's what Ryan does brilliantly. He's even got a Ryan bar. I don't know what he calls it right now, but he's even got some fitness fitness snacks. So, you know, if you've got a following, if you can build a trust in your niche, you can really, really do well without all the hype. You know what I'm saying? It's I think you've probably been online and seen a lot of it's a lot of hype, a lot of it's get rich quick. But the truth of the matter is, it takes a while to build your list. It takes a while to build your business, just like anything else. But because it's a niche that you're passionate about, it doesn't feel like work. It just feels like fun. And I'm having the time of my life. I'm giddy about it every day.
Yeah.
And I'm kicking myself that I didn't do it earlier. But you know what? You know, when the timing's right, the opportunities appear.
Exactly. And you can be proud that you're providing a true service. You know, you're not just out there gouging people for money or just throwing stuff out there that doesn't stick or isn't useful.
Well, that's what I really enjoy about AskMrVideo.com. You know what? Video is, for me, is easy, but there's a lot of hoops to jump through sometimes if you're doing anything outside of the YouTube realm. You know, if you want to put quality video on your site, you want to do a video jukebox, or you want to do some special video effects, you know, it's not hard, but it does take some hand-holding sometimes. And that's what I really enjoy. I really enjoy being able to show people what the steps are, helping them troubleshoot if they are having a problem. People email me or post on the forum all the time, hey, you know, can you take a look at this link? What's going on? And I really enjoy that. I really get pleasure out of helping people get to where they want to go. And, you know, because I've been frustrated online. I've, you know, had questions and been searching for hours for the answer. And that's what I wanted to provide, is a one-stop place where people could get their video questions answered, whether it's, you know, as simple as what kind of camera is the best camera to get, to And what's the best way to chroma key green screen video? You know, those, you know, it goes from one end of the spectrum to the other. And I've got quite a diverse membership. You know, some of them are have been doing video for a while, and some of them just got a camera for their birthday. So it's a good range and a good mix of people. And the nice thing for me is that, you know, we've reached a point where other members are helping each other. I don't have to step in and answer every single question. Is that we've got great members who are very knowledgeable, and they can answer questions just as well or sometimes better than I can.
Wow. So in the system, there's a place where groups can communicate with each other, individuals, a community setting, talk area?
Absolutely. You can set up as many different forums as you want, one big one, or even sub-niche it further on down. You can have 5, 6, 8 different forums depending on the topic as far as you want to niche it on down to. You can assign people to, you know, monitor and participate in individual forums, or, you know, as you're just starting out, it's great to be able to, as the guru, you want to be able to step in and answer those questions and help people out and really start building their trust and helping, you know, getting them to recognize you as somebody who is an authority. And that really is what a membership website does. It propels you into the authority category, so you definitely need to be bring your A game. But again, if you're passionate about your niche, chances are you've studied more about that topic than most people. And you know, some people have asked, you know, well, you know, I've only been doing this for maybe a year or two longer than other people, and you know, I got into it early, but I'm not sure that I've got that much advantage. Well, you know the old saying, you know, a fourth grader is God to a third grader. You know, if you've been doing this and you've navigated certain issues and technical hurdles in your particular hobby, niche, or career, people are willing to pay for that knowledge, you know, to help them. People want somebody who's navigated the pitfalls to help them get through the pitfalls faster. And I think that again, a membership website is really set up to do that quite well.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you develop website membership sites for other people?
I have. Yes, I have.
Okay, you have, but are you still doing that now?
It depends. Right opportunities come up. I tend to either consult, and it, you know, frankly, Jackie, let me be honest. It's so easy that I just consult now, and people have called me. We get on consulting calls, and I just walk them through the steps, and they can really do it themselves. Some of the companies I work for or work with do it, make it so turnkey that once you understand the concept of a membership website, you can get up and running fairly quickly. The honest part, the hardest part of the whole process is developing your content. If you've been working for 20 years in a particular field, or if you've been doing a hobby for, you know, 10, 15 years in a particular field, or even 2 years, and you've just got a lot of knowledge and passion for it, chances are all that knowledge is in your head. And the challenge is getting that knowledge out on paper into what we call assets. A membership website revolves around the assets you offer people, whether that's a screencast, 600 to 1,000 to 1,000 word article, photos, downloadable templates, downloadable spreadsheets. You know, a lot of the stuff that potentially, some of it's in your head, some of it's just sitting dormant on your computer, but the biggest process or the biggest time commitment to developing a membership website, I believe, is getting the content into a format that other people can make use of. And, you know, the book that I wrote talks a little bit about that. That exercise that I mentioned, just sitting down and writing nonstop for 15 minutes, doesn't matter if it makes sense or not, just do it. Just sit down. Anybody listening to this after the call, sit down, write for 15 minutes, don't stop. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be about anything. Just get that exercise under your belt, and you'll be surprised. Words can start coming. You know, people today, Jackie, I think, just aren't used to writing. And,
right.
Like I said, you just got to knock the rust off. You got to blow the cobwebs away, and you know, writing does become second nature. And as you think it, you can start jotting it down. As I'm surfing the web, which I love to do, I find little news bits, other articles, little I learn things from other websites that I help people craft into an article and help people understand it better. I just love doing that. And again, people aren't used to doing that these days. People aren't used to writing. They're used to picking up the phone, maybe doing a two-line email, but writing is a lost art. And again, that sets you apart. If you can do the discipline to sit down and write an article once a week, and again, 600-word, 1,000-word article once a week, that is really not much. And like you said, you know, the questions that pop up in the forum are really great fodder. I mean, I could write just, you know, based on what's already been posted. It would keep me busy for a year just writing articles on those questions and developing that. And I think once you see what people are looking for, makes it, again, easier for you to write articles that are catered to them.
Do you have any plans to add additional sites, or you're pretty much going to focus on Ask Mr. Video?
You know what? I'm pretty much focusing on Ask Mr. Video. I've got a bunch of plans and ideas. We've already started developing. We've got a little flash player that plays transparent videos. I don't know if you've ever seen this, where somebody walks across your website. We're developing that player and taking that to the new level. So, again, it's a back-end product. We're actually developing a whole website around that one product, making it easy for people to manage those clips. And, you know, I'm very excited about that. But I think the key is staying within my area of expertise and in my niche and trying not to get too spread out. You know, I think a lot of opportunities come across my desk, and it's just a matter of really deciding, you know what, I need to focus on this one silo here, get that up and running, and really make that function the best. So, yeah, the products I'm developing are video-related. Coming out with a DVD called How to Shoot Your How-To DVD in 10 Days.
Wow.
And I'm very excited about that because, again, it just kind of strips out all the baloney and says, okay, day one, here's what you do. Day two, here's what you do. And, you know, geared toward working people who don't have a lot of time to do a lot of research, and I just say, okay, here's what you need to do. The DVD includes templates, includes a workbook, and, you know, once you get the formula, you can repeat this as many times as you want and have your own how-to DVD. And, again, how-to DVDs are another great way to, you know, get your expertise down for other people to make use of. It's a product. It can be the forerunner to your membership site. It can be a great add-on to your membership site, and it can really help establish you as an expert in your field. Or if you're comfortable behind the camera, great opportunities all around your neighborhood, all around your community for how-to videos. Everything from how to jack up your 87 Buick to, you know, how to pick the best diamond. You know, great opportunities for people to create videos that they can distribute as DVDs, they can distribute online. You know, I think I might have mentioned to you the other day, Jackie, you know, the Wall Street Journal just had a huge article on the YouTube generation and the impact of YouTube and how people are using YouTube to drive traffic to their websites. And, you know, when the Wall Street Journal writes about online video, you know it's time to get into video. So even my website's video-related, but what I tell people is it doesn't matter what business you're in, you can make great use of video to drive people to your website, to promote whatever it is you're selling, and to really establish that bond of trust by giving people great information via video.
Great. I'm so excited to have you on because, like you said, video is the future. I was even on a call the other day, and they were talking about how the search engines now are picking up anything video-related before they pick up anything else. So it's superseding blogs and websites and everything else. So get on video if you haven't, and check out Ask Mr. Video, and go to the membershipbiblesite.com, and always visit the JackieJonesChallenge.com to see what's new and hot out there in the world of new media. So thanks, Perry, for spending the morning with me. I really appreciate it. All your information was useful, as usual.
Well, thank you so much, Jackie. It was great great talking to you this morning.
Thanks, and I look forward to having my walk across my, what is it called, invisible screen?
Transparent flash. We call it people on your page. Transparent flash video.
We'll have my transparent video up directing people to Mr. Video. Thanks, Perry.
Thanks so much, Jackie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Jackie Jones Challenge. If you'd like to know how you can host your own radio show podcast, visit us online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.